with no one else around. Loretta pulls a suitcase from the trunk of her car. The moon is coming up now, and she looks up to the stars and says a prayer to ask forgiveness for the sins upon her heart before she goes about her business as if she planned it from the start. Cool wind blows through the mountains early in the summertime. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Some die before their time. Monday evening after work, Loretta pulls into her drive. A chill runs down her spine. She sees that Freddie has arrived. He's sitting in the carport with a beer can in his hand. He smiles to see Loretta, but he doesn't even stand. Loretta walks into the house and she doesn't even speak. She keeps her head held up high, but her stomach's feeling weak. She looks over at the angel sitting on her kitchen sink and leans against the counter, tries to gather strength. She sees that Freddy's been inside, he's torn it all to hell. She knew that he'd be coming, so she hit it well. But out of the corner of her eye, she sees an empty box of shells. She knows Freddy's gun is loaded and he's gonna make her tell. Cool wind blows through the mountains early in the summertime. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Some die before their time. Freddy walks into the kitchen just as calm as he can be. Pulls his pistol from his pocket to be sure Loretta sees. And he says, baby, where'd you put it? Is this how it's gonna be? Oh, you know that there ain't nothing you could ever hide from me. He sits down at the table and cracks another beer. The blood rushing through her veins, the only sound Loretta hears. She stands there for a moment, frozen by her fear. And then it all comes falling out, she tells him what he needs to hear. She tells about the Friday that she hid it in her car. She tells about the cabin, said it really ain't that far. If they can't get up there this evening before it gets too dark, she'll show them where she put it and they can make a brand new start. So they head on up the curvy road with Loretta at the wheel. But Freddy won't put down his pistol, cause he likes the way it feels. He likes the power that it gives him, a power that feels real. He likes to look down at his hand and see the cold blue. They turn down towards the cabin and head up that rocky drive. Loretta prays come morning she'll still be alive. But Freddy, he don't pray for nothing. There's a twinkle in his eye. He can smell a change of fortune. His day has just arrived. Cool wind blows through the mountains early in the summertime. Nothing you can do about it. Some die before their time. Well, the cabin, it ain't there no more, and it's been a lot that's changed since everything on that hillside went up in a fiery blaze. The trees are growing back now, you can hardly even tell. On that windy summer evening, it looked like the fires of hell. Well, if Loretta had it all planned out, I guess we'll never know. But 2 days after the fire, she caught a flight to Mexico, and nobody ain't ever heard from Freddie since he went riding down through the silent Blue Ridge Mountains. No one else around. The wind blows through the mountains early in the summertime. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Some die before their time.
You just heard Doug and Talisha Williams with Loretta's Ballad, and up next we have Old Crow Medicine Show with I Hear Them All.
Falsely hailing to the crooked wits of tyrants when they call. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all. I hear the sounds of tearing pages and the roar of burning paper. All the crimes and acquisition turned to air and ash and vapor. And the rattle of the shackle far beyond emancipator. And the lowliest together in their stalls. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all. Dixie, with your money and your power, I can hear the flowers growing in the rubble of the towers. I hear leaders quit their lying. I hear babies quit their crying. I hear soldiers quit their dying, one and all. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all. From Elijah to the old Paiute Wabaka, take their places at the table when they're called. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all.
I'm Heather, and you're listening to WUVT FM Blacksburg. Up next, we have Hayes Carl with Bad Liver and a Broken Heart.
Arkansas. My head hurts. I'd love to stick around and maybe make it worse. I got a curl out in Henrietta, and her love's like tornado well. It's curls like this that keep me trying. She goes off like
we'll be right back.
just heard Gillian Welsh with Caleb Mayer. WUVT would like to remind you not to drink and drive. It doesn't matter if you've had one drink or 10, if you're driving 100 miles or just one. Alcohol impairs your motor coordination, and if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you can kill yourself or somebody else. So do everyone a favor and make sure you don't drive while under the influence of alcohol. Up next, we have Creedence Clearwater Revival with Down at the Corner.
It's easier than land. Evil's in my pocket and your will is in my hand. Oh, your will is in my hand. And I throw it in the current that I stand up on so still. Love is old from what I've heard, but my heart's learned to kill. Oh, mine has learned to kill. Oh, house are made from spider webs and the clouds are rolling in. You bet this mighty river's both my savior and my sin. Oh, my savior and my sin. So still, love is old from what I've heard, but my heart's learned to kill. Oh, mine has learned to kill. Oh, I said I could rise from the harness of our goals. Here come the tears. Will I go?
You just heard The Tallest Man on Earth with Love Is All, and up next we have Band of Horses with Factory.
Thank you. Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, he said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, he said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Checked out, and he left it no doubt to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh, oh yeah, yeah.
You just heard The Beatles with Rocky Raccoon, and up next we have Connor Oberst with Cape Canaveral.
Legends lined up, and I never felt more natural. Apart, I just came apart. Please, 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 Sister Socrates, you always answer with a question. Show some kindness to a petty thief. Forgive, you did forgive. Watch the migrant smoke in the old orange grove, and the red rocket blaze over Cape Canaveral. You've been a father to me, your 1960s speak. Give me comatose joy like we run TV, while the mountains are shining wild colors of my destiny. I watch your face age backwards, changing shape in my memory. Taught me victory sweet, even deep in the cheap seats. Hey, 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 Mother Interstate, can you deliver me from evil? Make me honest, make me wedding cake. Atone, I will atone. Wait, 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 mighty outer space, all that flying saucer terror made me lazy, drinking lemonade. A waste, it just went to waste. Like the freon cold out the hotel door, or the white rocket fade over Cape Canaveral. You've been a daughter to me, your buried shoebox grief. I felt your poltergeist love like Savannah heat, while the waterfall was pouring crazy symbols of my destiny. I watched your face die backwards, little baby, in my memory. You told me victory's sweet, even deep in the cheap seas. Don't judge me, that's not your style. But I won't see you for a little while. And there's no worries, oh Lord, who's got time? Are these changes gonna fill your mind? Like the citrus glow off the old orange grove, or the red rock blaze over Cape Canaveral. It's been a nightmare for me, some 1980s greed gives me parachute dreams like old war movies, while the universe was drawn perfect circles for infinity. I watched the stars get smaller, tiny diamonds in my memory. I know that victory's sweet, even deep in the cheap seats.
Thank you. I'm a runt shaped like a figure eight. I'm going nowhere, but I'm guaranteed to be late. You go on like a riptide. You know that ball has no sides. You're an angel with an amber halo. Black hair in the devil's pitchfork. Wind up angle with the enemies you love.
You just heard Modest Mouse with Interstate 8, and up next we have Wolf Parade with Dinner Bells.
Thank you.
Every 2 seconds, a person in the United States needs blood. Do your part by giving blood at your local Red Cross blood drive. One donation can help save the lives of 3 human beings. Visit redcrossblood.org for more information and to find a blood drive near you. Up next, we have Blue Foundation with Eyes on Fire.
Thank you. You are listening to WUVT FM Blacksburg.